This episode of the Block Shots podcast is sponsored by Maple Block Capital. Maple Block Capital is a leading digital assets investment firm based out of Middle East and Asia. The firm has an impressive portfolio of over 100 blockchain projects. Maple Block Capital is a thesis-driven venture capital firm that focuses on all sectors of crypto and has a special interest in DeFi and infrastructure projects. Hey guys, you're listening to the Coin Monks podcast, a place where we share insights directly from the leaders and builders of the cryptosphere. This podcast is our latest offering alongside a long-running Medium publication, which offers educational content on all things crypto, including reviews of some of the best trading products in the market. So let's get straight into it. On our podcast today, we have Emerson, the Chief Brand Officer of BingX. BingX is a social trading platform. Before we start, Emerson, welcome to the CoinMonks podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Akash. Yeah, I'm doing great. So I'm pleasure to be on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like it was a tough time getting this, putting this together, but finally happy to have you. Yeah, I think we're going to talk a lot of interesting things around trading, and there's definitely a lot that I'd like to learn about what you guys do. So before we start, can you maybe talk a little bit about how you guys decided to start BingX compared to, you know, all the other exchange products that are out there? This seems very different. There's this element of social. So how did you guys come up with that?
Yeah, thanks. I think this is a very good question. So back when we first started, which is in 2017, we ourselves and the co-founders, we do like came across and use multiple like crypto exchanges, especially centralized ones. So what happens is that back then we do a lot of like trades on different exchanges, which is good. Like in general, crypto exchanges, they serve their purpose, which is well. But we do identify a certain gap in this exchange aspect, which is the social aspect. Yeah, because back then, when we use exchanges, it's just purely trading. Yeah, if you know what I mean, like if we get to spot trading or if we do like futures, it's just like the experience itself is just something between us, the user, and the platform. So pretty much there isn't any like interaction aspect. And when it comes to like you know, as a user, if I want to find out more things about, you know, the market trends, the insights, as well as like how this market sentiment is, right, usually we will get to places like Twitter, Reddit, and in the past we do use like Bitcoin Talk as well. So we do find the disconnect in terms of like how users interact with exchanges, which is something that we feel like, you know, what if, you know, as an exchange, since we are a product or a platform that is meant for the people, why not we could introduce some social aspect into it? This is one. And secondly, the other like gap that we have identified is in the area of like traders. Yeah, because as we all know, cryptocurrency is a nascent industry. So in 2017, that's when we get to see a lot of like mainstream or you know, like a whole wave of new you know, group of people, whether are they experienced or inexperienced, getting into this cryptocurrency space because they see the potential in terms of not just trading but the technology in general. Yeah, but the thing is that a lot of them actually do not hone any like trading skills prior to that. Yeah, in fact, you know, after we kickstart, you know, our exchange, we actually did a number of surveys and we found out that a lot of cryptocurrency traders or users today, right, they do not really have the, you know, prior experience in terms of Forex or, you know, even stock trading. Yeah, so which is something that is, that could be pretty hard for first timers and beginners. And which is why the second gap that we have identified is in the area of like copy trading. Yeah, because back then, when we first started, there wasn't any form of like copy trading tool that is specifically designed for cryptocurrencies. So yeah, so which is why, you know, after a bit of like exploration in the space, as well as using the exchanges as users ourselves. We have identified two areas, which is the social aspect and the copy trading aspect, which is something that users really would appreciate and value in this space. And true enough, after we have launched the exchange in early 2018, eventually we become like one of the first, if not the first, platform that offers cryptocurrency copy trading, and we have garnered quite a number of like favorable response from the crypto space. Yeah.
Got it. So I want to get into that, the response and how you guys are doing in terms of adoption. But before that, what I was trying to understand is, you know, from a user experience point of view, can you explain how these social trading and copy trading features sort of enhance the experience and what value they bring compared to like a normal exchange experience, like a Binance or something?
Sure, no, not a problem. So maybe I could start off with copy trading, because if we are to follow the chronological order, right, we actually first launched the copy trading, and how copy trading could benefit and in fact how it stands out from other exchanges is the area of like, example, users, as mentioned earlier, there's a lot of users that do not have much experience doing trading. So a lot of times they are either like blindly trading, or they are relying on external like suggestions or feedbacks, let's say from crypto Twitter, for some like suggestions or inspirations on what coins or tokens to buy. So when we first launched our copy trading platform, right, we are in fact the first in the market that offers users a whole new way to trade without having to acquire much trading knowledge. Yeah, because how copy trading works is basically that we invite a dozen of like expert traders, traders who has been in the scene in the crypto space for quite a number of years, and invite them to actually come out with different trading strategies and eventually using our platform to trade. And then how copy trading works for ordinary users is that users could literally just copy the trading strategies of these expert traders and perform the trading for cryptocurrencies themselves. Yeah, so apart, like, to compare it with like other exchanges, like for example Binance or KuCoin back then, and even Coinbase, these exchanges, right, they what they offer is like a place for people to, let's say, set stop limit order, or some other like trading strategies that they need to have prior knowledge on. But for us, right, users could actually just copy the trading strategies from professional traders. Yeah, and it saves them a lot of time, as well as like a lot of like uncertainties in terms of like when should they buy or how should they got into like crypto.
I understand that, but what I want to understand is, for a trader who's doing well and who knows how to trade and everything, is there an incentive that the platform offers if people are using their strategy to copy trade? And the second thing is, if a trading strategy becomes extremely successful and a lot of people are copying that trade, then wouldn't that eventually move the market? Like, in the sense that if enough number of people are start taking the same trade, people who get in late will sort of not get the same sort of return that the people who got that information early will do. So how does the platform solve for that?
Okay, I think for the first part, in terms of the incentive aspect, the platform actually do offer a incentive or rewards program for copy traders or those traders that offers their trading strategies. So we do have like a comprehensive reward program for them. And for every time that a user copies their trading strategy, and they will be able to get certain incentives. This information could actually be found on our website. And then the second question that you are asking, right, whether or not it will move the market. I think this really is subjective. It really depends on how we view things. Because for instance, right, all the copy traders or all the experienced traders that they are sharing the trading strategies, they are also like individual traders, like anyone else. So they themselves, they are not like involved in any like, you know, institution or people that may have some insider information or stuff like that. So for them, right, they definitely, what they do when they crop out their own trading strategies is based on, you know, like the trading analysis that each of these individual expert traders have. Yeah, so whenever they find that, you know, it's a good opportunity to actually buy or sell, they will actually share these trading strategies to our users, and then our users could then decide which traders' strategy do they want to copy. Yeah, and of course that's not that that is something that I think I have to add on as well, which is trading, after all, no matter which platform that we are using, whether it's a cryptocurrencies or even stock market, you know, all these trading activities do consist of certain like you know, risk. So I think it's also one of the things that we as an exchange, we do focus on, whereby we do give like sufficient and adequate educational knowledge to our users while providing all these copy trading services to them. Yeah, so that they can be kept in the loop as to when should they buy, and then whether or not, like, you know, if they do trading, what sort of like potential risk that they might face. Yeah, so this is something that we as an exchange, we have the responsibility to educate our users as well.
Got it. Interesting. So I think the value proposition of copy trading is pretty straightforward. You sort of automate the way you're investing in the market, and you get returns based on trusting someone that has a track record or whatever it is, right? But can you maybe talk a little bit about the value proposition of social trading and what that even means in context of BingX, and what are some of the features that you guys would say are social trading features on the platform?
Yeah, I think it's a good point. So how social trading works, right, is basically it's an extension of like copy trading, because as mentioned when we first started, our flagship feature is the copy trading aspect. So over the span of 1 to 2 years, we have garnered like more than 200,000 users who have been actively using the copy trading even until today. And after which, right, we actually have a lot of periodic like surveys as well as like some on the ground feedback that we have received from users. And most of the times they do mention that, you know, like trading, even if it's copy trading, could be quite a lonely process. Yeah, because a lot of times it's still like a process whereby it's just you facing a computer. So there wasn't this social aspect involved. So I think one of the things that we wanted to solve with our social trading, right, is in terms of the interaction between like users and traders. Yeah, because if you get to other exchanges, you can't really directly interact or even like check out the latest things that, you know, the expert traders might have to say about the market. So this is where social trading comes in. It allows the kind of like two-way communication between users and traders. This is one. Secondly, right, when it comes to social trading, right, how it exactly helps users, right, I think it's more towards like the education aspect. Yeah, because just to share with you, we have actually recently launched our social feed, which is like a feature that allows you know, users of our platform to be able to access the latest market insights from these expert traders directly and more quickly. Yeah, because through this thing called social feed, right, which is part of the whole social trading platform, how social feed works is that users will actually be able to gain access to the latest market updates without getting to an external platform. Yeah, of course, they still could have the freedom and flexibility to actually you know, follow their favorite traders on different social media platforms. But what we are aiming to do is to integrate all these processes and to cut down the steps that users would usually require to take to gain access to the latest market insights. What social trading platform does is to streamline the whole process and then to cut down the time as well as the process that users usually will take to gain access to all these market insights. So with our social trading platform, right, users can now actually directly through our app, get to know like what's exactly happening based on, the expert trader's perspective. And of course, that's not to say that there's only one, there's multiple like expert traders that they can actually follow. Yeah, and how social trading platform works is pretty similar to how social media or social networking sites is, whereby users could actually follow and users could actually comment on, the feedbacks or insights given by the traders.
Right.
Yeah.
So one thing that I was trying to understand while looking at the social and copy trading aspects of this exchange is that how do you guys nudge your users to make the best informed decisions while picking a trader to copy trade with? So like, what are some of the ways in which someone can ensure that the person that they're following in for their trading strategy is the right person to follow? And how do you go about selecting that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good point. Because I think the first thing that we have to emphasize, right, is the fact that, of course, every expert traders that are on our platform, as well as on, social media, that, let's say on crypto Twitter, each of them, they have their own different strategies and different perspective on how the market works and is going to work. So, of course, the first aspect that we have been doing is the education aspect, whereby we educate our users that not only do they have to, use their own judgment, but at the same time, they will also have to do their own fundamental research on, the cryptocurrencies that the expert traders has recommended.
Mm-hmm.
So, even if let's say, if you're interested in a certain crypto, the expert trader says that, hey, this is a good call, we should actually get in now. But what's pretty important in the space is still the fundamental research that we are constantly, educating our users to let them know, before you get into, investing in certain crypto asset, you will still need to have certain like knowledge as to how this project actually works and whether or not it is a viable or sustainable investment. So this is one. The second thing that how we actually evaluate our expert traders, right, is in terms of our evaluation process. Because as mentioned, we have a dozen of like expert traders. So in order for users to become an expert trader, whereby they can share their trading strategies to their users, right, they will first have to go through an evaluation process by the internal team. So the internal team will assess various factors, including like the influence of the individual traders that they have themselves online.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is also the track record of the trading strategies that they might have. And this doesn't mean that, we only track the trading strategies or the trading history that they have on BingX. Because as we all know, like a lot of traders, they also make use of multiple exchanges and multiple platforms.
Correct.
To do trade. So we actually do quite a number of like deep evaluation processes to ensure that this expert trader is deemed fit and appropriate.
Got it.
Yeah, caught as a copy trader.
Got it. So you mentioned there at the end, most traders are trading across multiple exchanges, right?
Yes.
And it's due to several reasons. Sometimes certain cryptocurrency pairs aren't even available on all exchanges and stuff like that. But,
yes.
2021 was incredible for crypto. Exchange volume, trading volumes went really, really high. So kind of want to understand your view as someone who works in the industry on the future growth of the exchange market. Because right now it seems like there's a few really big players that share most of the trading volume, and then there's just a few smaller exchanges. So like, what is the strategy for a smaller exchange like yours to, eat up more of the market share, get more users on your platform, and just grow in general?
Okay. I think this this part, right, can be broken down into different factors. I think the first thing is definitely the security and the performance of the platform. Because in order for users to eventually gain the loyalty as well as the trust in the platform, the platform would definitely have to do its own due diligence.
Correct.
Apart from that, they will need to have like certain security metrics in place, such as the security audits for the platform to ensure that we could mitigate. Yeah, and as mentioned, it's not to eliminate, because we know that hackers are, as you know, the technology advances, hackers, you know, they themselves, they are getting, they will actually grow to be more advanced in their skills as well. So what we as an exchange does, right, is that we constantly do a lot of like security audits to ensure that our platforms, our codes are actually up to date, as well as that any exploits that we have encountered will be rectified as soon as possible. So this is the first aspect, the security aspect, that I believe that, you know, in order for smaller exchange to to stand out in the future, this is something that is really a must. Yeah, because we have to think for the user, and after all, user have entrusted their funds to us, and this is our bare minimum things that we could do as an exchange. And then of course the second thing, right, how we could actually set ourselves apart, you know, in the months ahead. I think it's more towards the product offerings, as well as how we are going to define our brand itself. Yeah, because as we know by now, and as you have mentioned, you're right, because there are more and more exchanges that actually comes out over the past few years. And of course, there are some dominant players already in the space. And of course, they do take up a certain market share. But users in general, whatever things that we are using online, people likes diversity. And of course, why is it that they like diversity? Could be due to a reason such as maybe this certain exchange doesn't have this tokens or coins that they want to trade. Yeah, this could be one of the reasons. But I think more importantly, right, the more important reason why is it that users love diversity is because of the sort of risk diversification. Yeah, because it is always advisable for anyone, including ourselves, as investors ourselves, to always place our funds across different platforms. And of course, with that said, right, we will need to establish that kind of that kind of brand loyalty, as well as the kind of trust for our users, to let them know that, we, even though we are a new exchange, but we are really serious when it comes to security, and when it comes to the needs of and demands of users.
Mm-hmm.
We are constantly innovating and creating certain niche features that other exchanges might not have, that we will be the first to launch.
Right.
Yeah,
so
which is why social trading.
Yeah. So basically you're saying that it's a mix of a solution that comprises of strengthening your security and then also diversifying your product offerings and making them lucrative for new investors. Is that right?
That's right.
Got it. So on that note about product offerings, I kind of want to understand your view on the growth of the decentralized market and the volume there and the appetite and the interest of users trying trading on chain, right? So do you think that, cryptocurrencies were, they're native to blockchain, right? And they were designed to be like that. So do you think that moving forward, we might see more and more of trading volume going to decentralized on-chain activity and away from mm-hmm. centralized exchanges? And I don't think they're going away fully anytime soon. It's going to be a central point for a long time, but it's definitely going to affect the centralized industry, in my view, when some of the bigger fishes move on-chain. So do you think that this is something that we can expect to see in the coming years, and how do you guys plan to sort of react to that?
Okay, this is a very good point, because I think, as mentioned, users would love diversification and they love to have a variety of choices. So in terms of decentralized exchanges or DEX, right, I believe that they are still going to survive and even flourish over the next coming few years, as there's more blockchain options. There will be more dApps that are based on the respective blockchains. That is one. But I think more importantly, whether or not dApps would eventually gain adoption, would largely depends on the usability and the user friendliness of the platform. Because as we all know, even until today, or especially last year, we get to see a new wave of mainstream market flowing into the crypto space. So a lot of them, they likewise, just like the 2017 wave, they do not have much trading knowledge. And then that will also include less knowledge on how exactly to create crypto wallet and stuff like that. So I think in order for DEX to actually flourish and to make themselves even more popular in the future, they will have to work on the user friendliness aspect as well as the whole account setup process. Yeah, because now, in order for you to create an account and to trade on DEX, you still need to require certain knowledge on how to actually create a wallet and understand the kind of risk. Yeah, because for DEX, unlike centralized exchange, when you actually set an order, it is automatically sorted out by the DEX itself. Yeah, as compared to centralized exchange, where you can still decide maybe this certain percentage, you will sell it at this certain price. Yeah, for DEX, there is definitely this convenience whereby you will just set the order and then you will just immediately get a certain amount, yeah, in return for whichever crypto that you are trading. But one of the other things that I
No,
think
but I think you're right about the user experience thing, but I definitely think that those things are getting patched up slowly and slowly. For example, you can do limit orders on Solana DEXs, Serum and all,
Yes.
not on Uniswap, but yeah, I think it can definitely come soon enough, right?
All right. That's right. So I think the second part that I think you mentioned is a good point as well. I think the Solana DEX itself is definitely one thing that is aiming to improve the whole processes. But once again, I think the second thing that DEX or the blockchain industry have to solve in general is the interoperability aspect. Because even though maybe I may be trading on, let's say, a Solana DEX, if let's say if I'm wanted to trade something that's not EVM compatible and doesn't and that coin doesn't have a cross-chain compatibility, whereby they do not have the coin availability on both chains, right? Then that might still be a problem, yeah, for DEX. So I think interoperability is the other aspect that of course DEX will have to work on. Uniswap, I do understand that they are currently working on allowing users to trade tokens that are created on different chains. Yeah, so I think in the years ahead, I think cross-chain aspect is another important area that the DEX will have to focus on.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Interesting. So that is about BingEx. Can you talk a little bit about some of the what kind of growth you guys saw during 2021? And do you think that this growth is sustainable and your general view on the market going forward the next year?
I think last year, right? Last year, like you mentioned, is a very interesting year. In fact, it's an incredible year for all of us. Of course, with the introduction of the whole NFT market to the mainstream audience, it has attracted a lot millions of new users to the market. So I think 2021, right, was a specifically it's a very unique year, which is why we have also underwent rebranding back in Q3 of last year. So the what we see, right, based on our user metrics is that there has been significant growth year on year, and then that is one. And then secondly, right, we also get to slowly see a sort of specific demographics that are growing, yeah. And I think this has got to do partly with the regulation as well as certain geopolitical conditions that we are seeing that, you know, like certain user groups that new user groups that actually uses our platforms are slowly being defined. Yeah, so I think going forward, the performance of exchanges in general, not just BingX, would definitely still be pretty promising, because 2021 is a new spark whereby a new wave of like new investors come in, and that would generally or naturally create more demand for the crypto market as more people get interested into investing in more altcoins. So
yeah,
you expect to see even like a bigger performance as well as the user traction, yeah, for our platform this year.
Yeah, and I hope that that happens for you guys. That would be awesome. So I think that was great. Thank you for, you know, joining us today and talking about BingX and telling us about how copy trading and social trading works. I definitely think that, you know, you guys are building something great, and as long as the security aspect is well taken care of, you should see significant user growth, right? So yeah, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Yeah, likewise, thanks for like hosting this podcast, yeah, for us to have an opportunity to share what we are truly doing.
Yeah, awesome.